The Gemara says in Daf Samach Gimel, in Brachas, the Gemara we learned this morning, that Rabbi Avoha ben Mishtoi, kishiyorat Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Shua legoyla. Chanina ben Achi went down to Golas, he went down out of Eretz Yisrael, and he was Ma'abe Shonim. You're not allowed to be Ma'abe Shonim in Chutz Loretz. Rabbi Akiva did it, the Gemara says, and the reason is he did it because he was Taka the greatest, he was the God Lador. And it was after the Churban, and there was no Sanhedrin. So you had to be Mechashev, and Ma'aber, even Mechashev. But the point is, you can't compare that to Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua. Chanina ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara said that the Chachomim sent two Chachomim to rebuke him. Zechayah ben, who the two Gedolim that came to rebuke him? Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, he was the enikel of Zechayah ben Kvutel, and Uben ben Oishel Zechayah ben Kvutel. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur and the enikel of Zechayah ben Kvutel. So the point is, they gave him Musa. How could you be Ma'abe Shonim in Chutz Loretz? So how did they want to show that what he's, that people should disregard him and not follow him? Zog di Gemara, Hu metame vehe metarim. Whatever he was metame, they were metar. Hu oisa vehe matirim. Whatever he asked, they were matir. And then the Gemara has a whole shakla v'taya. The question is that Chacham she'asar, Rachachem Shetimei, Ein Chavei Rashoi Lahatir, Ein Chavei Rashoi Lesser. You can't be Matir when a Chacham was Asir. You can't be Matir when a Chacham was already Matame. So the Gemara says that they did it because they felt it was a Eis Lassel Hashem. They had to show him that people shouldn't follow him. Special Hetta B'Shaitoi that they did. But Kaponim, the Etzim Din of Ein chaver ashoy lahatir, or ein chaver ashoy letaher. So, is that specifically in when the chacham aser, the chacham rishon, and now you want to be mekel? What about the other direction? Chacham rishon was mekel, and now you want to be metame? You want to aser? So it's machlokes rishonim and avodah zarah. Machlokes toisus and the rosh. If the din also applies by a chacham shehitir and the second chacham now wants to be aser, or the second chacham wants to be metame. So, the Ravid says over there in Avodah Zarah that the reason why Chacham she'osar she'timei ein chaver ashoy lahater, he brings two reasons. One reason he says because a shavi anav shechatichah diisura a Chacham is metamei. That means for you the shoyl became shavi anav she, he became osar. So shavi anav she ken the tzveite Chacham nishmat zayin. That's one reason. Another reason he brings is covered Chacham. The Kvoit Chachomim, to Mechabed Chachom Rishon, the Chachom Rishon set up Psak, Mishum Kvoit Shal Chachom, a second Chachom can't come and go against that Psak. Not because of Shavi Anavsha. As always, Zog derive it. Zog the Shilte Geboirim, that's the Yesoid of Machloikas, Tois and the Rosh. There's a Machloikas we show in the Menavay the Zorah. If it works the other way also, does it only work by Chachom Sha'asa or Time? Ein Chavei Shoy Lahate Vilatayer? Does it also work when the Chachom was Matir or was Matayer? Could the second Chachom now Aser and be metame. Zok the Shilta Geborim, very geschmack. Toises that says that it only works one way, meaning like our Gemara, Chacham Rishon Aser, the second one can't be Matir. He learned it because the Shavi Anavshe Dekadin. The Chacham Rishon Aser, so you can't be Matir. Shavi Anavshe, Chitichid Yisura. But if it's the other way around, there's no Shavi Anavshe. Masha Enkin the Rosh, which is really based on the Yishalmi, the Rosh that learns that even when the Chacham Rishon was Matir, the second Chacham can't Aser. There's no Shavi Nafsh over there. The reason why the Rosh says, even in such an instance, is because it's Mishum Kvoid Shel Chacham. Kvoid Shel Chacham works both ways. If it's a Shavi Nafsh Rikadin, then it only Chacham Rishon Asard, Shavi Nafsh. But if it's a din in Kvoid Shel Chacham, then even if the first Chacham was Matir, you can't Asar now because Kvoid Shel Chacham, you're so to speak minimizing the cover of the Chacham Rishon. That would be the Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina brought down in the Paiskim. Really, the Rishonim say this, the Meiri says this over there, is that if, let's say, the Chacham Rishon wants to change his mind, he says, you know what, I'm mischaret. I don't want to be matir. So if it's a din shavi anafsha, I have to know exactly what the case is, but the point is, if it's a shavi anafsha kedin, So then it won't help to be mischaret. It's ready shaveh nafsha for the shoyl. But if it's a din in kvoidish al chacham, so zehu kvoidoy. He wants to change his mind now. So mele he can change his mind and it won't be a problem of kvoidish al chacham rishon. Al kaparim, the Gemara over here by us is talking about the case of chacham rishon asir. And the Gemara is medactic that they were mitar. So that doesn't go into the machlokes. But in the rishonim in Avodah Zarah, have the machlokes rishonim if it works the other way also. And it's totally in these two tzedim. Is it a kovet dikadin or it's a shavei nafshe dikadin?